Welcome to another episode of Northwest in the Raw. Welcome, Taylor.
Thanks, Ammon.
How are you doing?
Good.
Feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty merry.
Merry Christmas.
It's Christmas.
I mean, happy holidays.
Yeah. Hope you're all having a juicy Christmas.
Oh.
Or holiday, sorry.
I liked your caption today.
Yeah. I couldn't figure out if I should have put, have a cold press juicy holiday or... just juicy, but yeah,
they're both really clever, really good.
Thanks.
Speaking of captions, you are one of the social media managers,
yeah,
along with me.
Mm-hmm.
So this is fun. Like, I'm excited to talk to you just simply because I work with you, and I'm curious.
Yeah,
I work with you on the social media for Northwest Raw,
uh-huh,
and I'm just anxious to pick your brain.
Okay.
And to expose what goes on behind the scenes of the Northwest Raw, mm-hmm, brand.
Yeah.
The social media platforms and how we stay true to the brand, to a theme.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's just take the next maybe 20 minutes and dive into a few different topics.
Sounds good.
So how long ago did you start working with Raw?
I started almost a year. I started in January of 2020, and so we're at December 25th right now, and almost there.
Almost there.
Yeah, this is my first Christmas with Northwest Raw.
Wait.
It's been awesome.
January? You said you started in January 2020?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What was it like at the beginning versus now? Was there a learning curve?
I mean, I feel like it's always kind of like a... it takes a little bit of time to like 100% nail the brand. For the most part, it's been pretty easy. I mean, it's a part of my lifestyle. So that's one reason why I love working for Northwest Raw, because I'm pretty active. I love being outside.
Yeah. Even before I was working for Raw, I saw you on the feed.
Oh yeah.
Doing like acro yoga and.
Yeah. Brayden, who is the manager now, he used to be the social media manager. And So we worked together, and I had modeled in some rock climbing and acro yoga shoots. And that was really fun. And then the last time before, I think when I met you, I came in to go skydiving last summer. So, or two summers ago. And that was awesome. So yeah, I love working for someone where I enjoy the food. I believe in what they stand for. I support it. And it just seemed like an easy thing to do, because it's like, I just go on an adventure and bring my GoPro and some juice or product. And, it's real easy. Yeah.
It does fit your lifestyle.
Yeah.
I think the hardest thing for me was learning the language of Northwest Raw.
Yeah.
You're just figuring out how to speak. Like a healthy restaurant, and how to speak to the clientele, the customers, and the people, audience.
Yeah.
The thing that I like that you've brought to the table is talking about the health benefits in the feed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's our Northwest signature salad, and here's what's in it, and here's what these things can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
They're anti-inflammatory, they're this and that, and I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it was really important for me was I really wanted to get to know Webb and Karen and the family, because now I really understand the story, mm-hmm, that created the desire to have this business in town, because it supported them and there was nothing like it up until they just decided to make it themselves. So I think it's really cool. It's very passionate, and there's so much love and care into everything, you know, that they do. So,
yeah. On top of just the health factor, that's also the taste factor. They really seem to care about like how good it tastes.
I know.
Which I like. I think that's a lot.
There's some weird stuff out there, so
yeah,
it's nice that they really care that it makes sure it tastes good.
Yeah, at least in Utah, where I used to live before here, you'd go to a healthy restaurant and you just don't really expect or have any expectations for taste.
Mm.
So I'm glad that those two things can exist together in a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's super cool that I work for one of them.
Yeah, totally.
That we work.
Yeah.
So tell me about the theme that you have to stick to with Raw's feed. I feel like that was kind of a learning curve. It's been for both of us.
Yeah.
Where we're like, yeah, we want to post like, because we'll scroll through other accounts, other juice accounts, and try and get inspiration. And it's hard. It's tempting to want to post things that are similar to that.
Yeah.
So tell me about your process around sticking to Ra's outdoor theme.
Yeah, I think that, or from what I've learned, is that it's really about being outside all the time. I mean, I shoot inside with product because it's inside the restaurant and people like to see more of the restaurant, people, you know, buying things, eating things, what the atmosphere is, because the design is really cool. Mm-hmm. Like the intention and the thought is super creative. Like, I love it. And it kind of, everything kind of adds up, you know, and gives you an idea of who the people are that have started this, what their passion is, and bringing the outside inside, definitely in their design.
Oh, I like that.
Which is pretty cool. So it makes it really easy to shoot inside. And what else? Yeah, I mean, it's hard with the COVID, the virus. That has actually made it more complicated in some senses, because sometimes I'm like, well, a lot of us are inside, you know, and then having to find other ways to be disciplined to be outside.
That was a challenge.
That was a bit of a challenge. And figuring out how much to show people in masks versus not, because feel like we all really needed to see smiling faces of people, you know, that's really
Remember when we tried helpful. Doing a few shots, a few photos for the feed of doing like indoor workouts?
Yeah.
And it just didn't really... Mm-hmm. Work. It didn't fit. It just looked kind of weird on the feed.
Yeah, it definitely so even didn't though, fit.
Even though I feel like there's so many things, factors that can pull the brand or want to steer the theme into a different direction.
Yeah.
So it's difficult sometimes to just stay, okay, well, even though COVID's happening, even though we're all wearing masks, we're still going to stick to our theme, our brand. It needs to be pure and consistent.
Yeah, and I mean, I get feedback from how many likes we get and how many comments, and the analytics are pretty clear. If it's ever like a picture of a waterfall or a mountain, like, boom, tons of, you know. But something you bring to the feed that I really like, that I've been trying to implement more, is humor.
Oh.
You know, knowing how professional to be, how personal to add your little flavor with what, you know, the owners want, with what's appropriate, what's
Like my waffle relative review.
Yeah, your waffle review is so great, you know, because you're relatable and you're you're it shows your process and your passion for waffles, because it's just like, you're a human.
Yeah, I mean, even though it's a brand and it's a professional business where we're focused on health, I don't think that it's wrong to have a personality.
No, I think you need to.
Yeah, and even though my personality isn't the brand for
Ra,
I am not the brand per se, so I'm just bringing my personality to my videos within the brand, I suppose.
Well, that's why they hired you, right?
I mean, I'd like to think so.
Yeah. I mean, I also tried Studio Box work with just like the...
Oh, yeah.
To make the grid kind of like have more of a like neutral... backdrop, you know, which is like
very
the white.
Focused on the menu item.
Yeah, and it's good. I still haven't quite nailed it. You know, you can purchase different backdrops with different papers and
add some decorations into it.
Yeah, but it's honestly, the restaurant itself is a great place to shoot most of the time, on the tables outside.
Well, I think the back those light boxes with the pure white background does have a place.
It does, like,
for the website, you know.
Yeah,
having a really nice image just for the website, just a plain back or plain white background, where you're like,
with
okay,
no
this
shadow.
Is the wheatgrass shot, or this is this juice.
Bam.
But yeah, with the feed, it just, I remember trying that a couple of times and it just, same thing, didn't really land. So it's definitely a, I mean, would you say that it's true that it's definitely a trial and error learning?
Yeah. I mean, it was my first gig doing content creation management as well, having a long-term relationship with a business. So it's like anything, you get to know someone, you're getting to know a business. And my thoughts are is that a business is like a living, breathing entity. So like your relationship with your business should be kind of how you treat also your relationships with others. And if you don't invest, and if you're not taking time, and if you're not investing certain things in different areas, then it's gonna kind of die away, you know? So that's why we're here, to be consistent with what we put out. So we're relative, we're there, people relevant. See us. Yeah. you know, yeah. or them or the restaurant.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
How do you go about, because I've noticed that you like to shoot with people. You bring a lot of models mm-hmm. in.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of models before you came along and started doing photos.
Uh-huh.
But you bring in a lot of people.
Yeah.
Because you're really social.
Uh-huh. And
you are really good at initiating.
Yes.
Gatherings and group activities mm-hmm. and putting people on the feed, which I think yeah. is great.
Yeah.
How do you, my question is, how do you choose people?
Yeah, good question. So sometimes employees... and I think most of the feed was employees before,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. But I wanted to show people from different areas within Southern Oregon. I have a lot of friends that do different outdoorsy things. So kind of like niching down with whatever they love because it really comes through in the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And some people, most of the people have known of Ra beforehand and like love Ra. And actually some had never even heard of Ra. So it's really cool to get different perspectives from both of them. And if they hadn't introduced them and then they're stoked, you know. And of course, you know, stoking them out, paying them for their time with gift cards and, you know, they get the goodies yeah. from whatever we're shooting and the pictures to post themselves. I think it's a really fun experience for most that are not already content creators.
Mm-hmm.
Where we shot with someone a few weeks ago and she was using it as a personal challenge for this next year to really put herself out there. And it was great. She did awesome. Nice. She was super sweet. She was more prepared than anyone that had ever come.
I remember that.
I know. I was like, yeah, this is awesome.
You're taking this very seriously.
I know. It was really nice for a change. And then also just the process, because I enjoy getting outside, when I shoot with models and we'll go do stuff together, it's really fun. You know, like I'm like, yes, I get to like enjoy this experience with someone else. And then this is a memory
uh-huh.
And capture it on, you know, camera or whatever. So that's really fun. There also has been a lot more, I feel like, intent to display and represent people of different ethnicities on the feed.
I've noticed that. I was going to ask about that, like if that's something that you consider.
Absolutely. 100%, nice. Especially after what happened this year. And I mean, it's taken a while, I feel like, for that to be a real general like consciousness around marketing. And so there's a lot that I think about. I'm like, okay, what have we not featured? Who would like, you know, trying to be fair mm-hmm. with everyone and be really sensitive, politically speaking, to what's going on. And yeah, it's kind of complicated. And we have had some people talk to us and say, hey, why aren't you doing this?
Mm.
You know, why aren't you featuring these people? And it's been a journey in knowing how to communicate that with people, that we are doing our best and there's things in the works and we are trying, because I'm not going to put a PSA out looking for and singling out people. I think that that's not appropriate.
Of course.
Yeah. And we do want it to be authentic, you know, people within the network who enjoy and are willing and wanting. And, you know, we don't yeah. want to fake what we're doing. So that's really important to me. And also consent, you know, like
yeah.
I always make sure the models are happy with their pictures. If they don't like something, it doesn't go up. And I mean, it's been pretty smooth. Everyone's usually pretty stoked. I mean, we're all our worst own critics, so I honor that too.
Right.
Because sometimes I think something's really great, but you know, we don't always like it. So
true. I know the feeling.
Yeah,
I'm a completely different person when I'm in front of the lens
yeah.
as opposed to being behind.
You're getting better though. I mean,
pushing myself.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, I've been on the feed a couple times.
That's great. You initiated and I just held camera.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, well, I like eating waffles, so just
that's your favorite thing on the menu. I loved it. You were the perfect person.
I was a huge fan of the Big Bear for the longest time, but then I tried the El Capitan because we were just promoting the three waffles that we...
Mm-hmm.
I think there's three. There might be more.
Well, I mean the El Capitan is like so many.
Yeah, it's custom. But I tasted the El Capitan. I was like, whoa, this is
with blueberries and bananas and walnuts.
Candied walnuts and some maple syrup.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, I almost died of deliciousness. Another question I have for you is, do you have people, like other companies or individuals reaching out to you wanting to be on the feed or to be promoted or to do some kind of collaborations that you have had to turn down?
Turning down, let's see. I mean, Wilderness Poets, Ross sells some of their trail mix, and they use some of their products behind the counter. So there's been talk of, you know, collaborating, and I think there has been something before I came on with them. Noble, we love them.
We've actually promoted them on the feed.
Yeah, I would say like referral programs. There's been some offers that we have not necessarily gone through with because it's a little bit more complicated than I think people realize. And making it really streamlined is kind of tough depending on which niche this person or this business is in.
Right.
But we love collaborating. You know, I think that creative ideas is kind of, we all got to do something different this year. And I think things are going to change from here on out.
And we've joined in on a few collaborations, like when Ashland Memes did that Halloween contest, we offered a gift card, I think, or some
Promotions of things like the Portrait Slam events.
I think anything local. Yeah, we did a Portrait Slam for collaboration. For like
the winner of that contest.
That was actually really, really good for us.
Yeah, that
even
was
though
great.
It's, you wouldn't think of like, oh, portrait photography and Northwest Raw, but yeah.
Creatives.
It was supporting a local organization.
Yeah.
We love to support the community, and as we grow into other communities, we'll do the same thing. It doesn't always have to just be like, oh, you have to be a rock climber or a skydiver or a kayaker or doing something.
You like food, you're in.
Just be a local person who's supporting something, who's doing good in the community, and we're more than likely going to collaborate with you. But I think we had one business reach out to us, and I communicated with them and opted to not post them on the feed, but we posted them in the story.
Oh.
Because we just really like for the feed to have a very specific feel.
Well, yeah.
So we're constantly, I mean, we talk about, like, you and I, we not only work together, but we live together.
We're partners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And life. We communicate and, I guess, strategize on every single post.
Yeah.
And like, okay, does this look good? Should we post this? Have we posted too many salads? Have we posted too many top downs? Like,
yeah.
We need to post more stuff outside the restaurant, not
lifestyle versus food.
Yeah.
That's tough. And then food in a scenic space or, you know, because sometimes it's really not appropriate for them to have a glass jar when they're rock climbing or doing certain things, even though we make it work sometimes. But yeah, it just depends on what you're doing. And I feel like it's nice to mix it up. You know, people enjoy seeing people doing stuff outside. It's inspiring for others to like get out. And I think that's the brand, you know, like our food is fueling your lifestyle of being outside and being healthy and breathing fresh air and moving your body. And you need clean food to do that, clean fuel.
What's it like going from being on the feed and just being an athlete and a model for Northwest Raw to now being the, like the brand manager, the content creator?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of respect for Braden and anyone else who has come before me, for everyone who does this kind of work, because it is constant.
Not only was Braden doing the social media, but he was managing the store.
Oh, he was managing at the same time.
He was an assistant manager when he was doing the...
Oh, wow.
But then he got promoted to manager.
I cannot imagine
And he was doing the
both.
Social media.
That's crazy. Yeah. I didn't know that.
This is a full-time thing for...
Yeah.
For you and I.
Oh my gosh. It's
like
yeah.
we're doing the social media, which consists of right now it's just Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
But we're also doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. We also have an email blast
campaign,
that we send out every two times a month. And
most of the time.
Yeah, I mean we've toyed around with the thought of getting a TikTok. I've actually been thinking about doing more on Twitter.
Yeah.
And just we're constantly having to be plugged into this. Yeah, the social.
And then the media. Algorithms change, and then you have to change everything of how you do and when you do it and like what you're doing. And there's this new one that's coming out that the podcast might actually be really cool for, but it's like a exclusive thing you have to be invited to right now where it's just audio. And it's like classes where you can talk about stuff.
Oh, I've been hearing about that.
Talk about what you do. I think it's called Clubhouse or something, but you know. Hey.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I know. it's been really fun. It's definitely like you know, I work another job and I have other clients that I work with as well. And so I work pretty much all the time. And if I'm not working for Raw, I'm also thinking about stuff and I'm like writing down my ideas and I'm working with someone else and it gives me ideas. And
yeah,
I'm like, oh, I really want to try that, you know? So yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Are there any big ideas you have coming up? Things you want to try to put on the feed or things to help promote Raw or promote the lifestyle in general?
The most fun thing that we did the other day was some highlining and shot that, which was my first time shooting highliners. I learned a lot on like how to do that, what to expect, what a shoot, what it takes and how cool and dope it is. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So cool. And yeah, we have winter coming. I wasn't working for Raw during Christmas. So like, you know, I have a full four seasons under my belt now, I feel like.
Yeah, that's one thing that we always like to do is it's winter right now, so we're not posting any summer photos. We have a lot that we're sitting on, just a pile of summer photos.
Yeah.
Because we got out a lot in the summer. Just went kayaking, went paddleboarding, camping.
Horseback riding.
We have a lot of, but we're not posting any of that because we want to stick to the season.
Yeah.
And have the feed feel like, you know, all four seasons.
Hey.
And I wanted to actually mention that highlining extravaganza is part of a big
surprise
grand opening video that we're working on. It's been in the works for a couple months.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say where.
Yep.
But we're going to wink, wink, nod towards growth.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
It's super exciting. Yeah. So there's more to consider with that coming. Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm really stoked on it.
Yeah. Me too. Well, is there anything else you want to express about the behind the scenes, like how it operates? Kind of give us a little bit of an idea. I mean, we kind of talked about it, like how we discuss and strategize with every post. Yeah,
and we have to have meetings with the owners and the manager and the web designer and, you know, the whole team. And then sometimes employees need to be filled in on what coupons we put out. And so sign up for the newsletter. There's coupons in there. Yeah. Then you know what's going on with this new surprise we got brewing for you.
And you can sign up for our newsletter on the website.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, we are open to collaborations. We're open to your creative ideas, even if you're not wanting to be in it. You know, we want to hear what you guys want to see, what you like seeing, how we're doing.
Yeah.
Cause
or what you want to eat.
Yeah, and I have people who sometimes comment on our Instagram and say great things. So, you know. It's for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Taylor. I appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, thanks, sharing Taylor. Thanks for having me.
You're
in our
welcome house.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm sure you'll hear this later, but Happy New Year.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
We'll see you next year.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Bye.